Dive into the darkest depths of the human mind, where the darkest secrets and deepest sins manifest themselves in a downward spiral towards damnation. In the deepest recesses of the underworld, there is a realm of unimaginable torment and suffering. The nine circles of hell. What horrors await in these dark depths? Join us on a journey full of mystery and revelations as we explore the most terrifying corners of literature and human imagination. From limbo to the last circle, each step brings us closer to the eternal abyss. Prepare yourself to venture into a realm of darkness where demons lurk and souls suffer for all eternity. Do you dare to face the nine circles of hell and uncover the secrets hidden in their depths? The nine circles of hell, a conceptual structure used to represent the different levels of punishment in the underworld, according to Dante Alighieri's work, The Divine Comedy. This work, written in the 14th century, is considered one of the most important and emblematic of universal literature, inspiring numerous authors, artists, and thinkers throughout history. In it, the author narrates his imaginary journey through hell, purgatory, and paradise, guided by the Roman poet Virgil and his beloved Beatrice. In hell, Dante encounters various historical, mythological, and fictional characters who tell him their stories and sins and who suffer punishments commensurate with their faults. These punishments are symbolic and reflect the law of contrapasso, meaning each sinner receives a punishment proportional to and opposite of their sin. Thus, hell is divided into nine concentric circles, descending in order of severity down to the center of the earth, where Lucifer, the fallen angel and worst of the traitors, is found. Are you ready to know about the nine circles of hell? Then accompany me in this infernal journey. The first circle of hell is limbo, where those who were not baptized and the virtuous pagans are found, that is, those who lived before the arrival of Christ or who did not know his doctrine. These souls did not commit any serious sin, but they also do not deserve the glory of paradise, so they remain in a kind of intermediate state, without hope or pain. In this circle, Dante meets some of the greatest scholars and poets of antiquity, such as Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Homer, Virgil, Ovid, and Horace, among others. These characters welcome him with respect and admiration and invite him to be part of their illustrious group. However, Dante cannot stay with them, as he must continue his journey through the lower circles. According to the Bible, limbo is not a part of hell, but a separate place where the righteous who died before the coming of Jesus are found. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, it is said that Jesus descended to limbo to preach to these spirits and free them. Acts chapter 2, verses 24 to 27. According to some historical books, such as the Ecclesiastical History by Eusebius of Caesarea, limbo also sheltered children who died without baptism and who could not enter heaven because of the original sin. The king of this circle is Minos, the judge of the dead in Greek mythology, who assigns each soul its place in hell according to their actions in life. The second circle of hell is lust, where those who allowed themselves to be carried away by carnal desire and uncontrolled passion are punished. These souls are dragged by a violent and incessant wind, symbolizing the power of their earthly love, which prevented them from rising to a more spiritual and divine love. In this circle, Dante meets some of the most famous and tragic couples in history and literature, such as Cleopatra and Mark Antony, Helen of Troy and Paris, Tristan and Isolde, and Paolo and Francesca. The last couple tells Dante their story of forbidden love and adultery, which led them to death and hell. Dante is so moved by their tale that he faints. According to the Bible, lust is a sin that offends God and corrupts the heart of man. In the book of Matthew, Jesus says, "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. According to some historical books, like the Historia Augusta, Lust was the cause of many emperors and kings' downfall, who let themselves be seduced by power and pleasure, and who neglected their duties and virtues. The king of this circle is Minos, the same one who judges souls in limbo, but here he appears fiercer and crueler, coiling his tail around himself as many times as the circle each soul is condemned to. The third circle of hell is gluttony, where those who indulged in food and drink beyond moderation or measure are punished. These souls lie in rotten, stinking mud, which symbolizes the corruption of their bodies and souls. Moreover, they are lashed by cold, dirty rain and watched over by Cerberus, the three-headed dog who tears at them with his claws and teeth. In this circle, Dante meets Ciacco, a character from Florence, his hometown, prophesying about the future of the politics and factions in his city. Dante asks him about the fates of some of his acquaintances, and Ciacco responds that they are in hell, in deeper circles. According to the Bible, gluttony is a sin that dishonors God and damages the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is the human body. In the book of Philippians, Paul says, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 to 19. According to some historical books, such as Dion Cassius's Roman History, gluttony was the cause of death for many illustrious characters who poisoned or overrated themselves by eating or drinking excessively, or who were murdered by their enemies taking advantage of their state of drunkenness. The king of this circle is Cerberus, the guardian of hell in Greek mythology, who represents the voracity and insatiability of the gluttonous. The fourth circle of hell is that of greed, where those who amassed wealth without sharing or helping others are punished, as well as those who squandered their goods without prudence or justice. These souls are divided into two groups, the greedy and the prodigal, who confront each other by pushing heavy rocks, symbolizing their material burden and their lack of balance. In this circle, Dante does not recognize any particular character, as all have their faces disfigured by effort and fatigue. However, he mentions some examples of greed and prodigality, such as King Midas, who turned everything he touched into gold, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. According to the Bible, greed is a sin that distances us from God and idolizes money. In the book of Luke, Jesus says, "Take heed and beware of all greed, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the possessions he has." Luke chapter 12, verse 15. According to some historical books, such as Titus Livius' History of Rome, greed was the cause of many conflicts and wars, which led to the ruin and decline of many empires and nations, which allowed themselves to be corrupted by power and ambition. The king of this circle is Pluto, the god of wealth and the underworld in Roman mythology, who represents the greed and envy of the greedy and the prodigal. The fifth circle of hell is that of wrath, where those who allowed themselves to be dominated by hatred and violence and who caused harm are punished. They hurt others with their words or actions. These souls are submerged in the river Styx, symbolizing the bitterness and resentment of their hearts. Some of them drown under the water, while others fight on the surface, hitting and biting each other. In this circle, Dante encounters Filippo Argenti, a character from Florence, who was a corrupt politician and a personal enemy of Dante. Filippo attempts to assault Dante, but Virgil defends him and tells him to stay away from them. Dante insults him and wishes for him to suffer more in hell. According to the Bible, anger is a sin that offends God and destroys peace and harmony among men. In the book of Ephesians, Paul says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil." Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 to 27. According to some historical books, such as The History of the Wars by Procopius of Caesarea, anger was the cause of cruelty and barbarity of many leaders and conquerors who spread terror and death wherever they went, like Attila the Hun, King of the Huns, and Ares, the god of war in Greek mythology. The king of this circle is Phlegias, son of Ares and king of the Lapiths, who set fire to Apollo's temple in revenge and who represents the anger and lack of control of the wrathful. The sixth circle of hell is that of heresy, where those who denied or distorted the truths of the Christian faith are punished, following false doctrines or those contrary to divine revelation. These souls are enclosed in firelit tombs, symbolizing the blindness and error of their minds. In this circle, Dante meets Farinata degli Uberti, a character from Florence, who was a political and military leader of the Black Guelph faction, which opposed Dante's. Farinata speaks to Dante with pride and disdain, and foretells his exile from Florence. Dante also meets Cavalcante de Cavalcanti, the father of his friend Guido, who asks him, he asks about his son. Dante responds that Guido is still alive, and Cavalcante is glad, as he thinks Dante is referring to his eternal life. However, Dante is referring to his earthly life, and Cavalcante is saddened because he thinks that his son is condemned to hell. According to the Bible, heresy is a sin that offends God and divides the church, the body of Christ. In the book of 1 John, the apostle says, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 to 19. According to some historical books, such as Eusebius of Caesarea's History of the Church, heresy was the cause of persecution and martyrdom of many Christians, who defended orthodoxy and the unity of faith against heterodox and schismatic currents, such as the Arians, the Nestorians, the Donatists, and the Cathars, among others. The king of this circle is Epicurus, the Greek philosopher who denied the immortality of the soul and divine providence, and who represents the unbelief and rationalism of the heretics. The seventh circle of hell is the violence, where those who committed acts of cruelty and destruction against others, against themselves, or against God, are punished. This circle is divided into three sub-circles, each with a different type of violence. In the first sub-circle are the violent against their neighbor, who are submerged in a river of boiling blood, symbolizing the blood they shed in life. In this subcircle, Dante encounters some of the most famous tyrants and killers in history, such as Alexander the Great, Attila the Hun, Dionysius of Syracuse, and Pyrrhus of Epirus, among others. These souls are watched over by centaurs, mythical creatures, half man and half horse, who shoot arrows at them if they try to leave the river. In the second sub-circle, the violent against themselves are found, that is, the suicides and the wasters, who are transformed into dry and thorny trees, symbolizing the destruction of their body and soul. In this sub-circle, Dante encounters Pierre della Vigna, a historical character who was an advisor and chancellor to Emperor Federico II, and who took his own life after being falsely accused of treason. Dante also meets a group of wasters who are pursued and torn apart by black fierce dogs, symbolizing their poor management of their assets. In the third sub-circle, there are the violent against God, that is, blasphemers, sodomites, and usurers, who are exposed to a rain of fire, symbolizing contempt and offense to the divine. In this sub-circle, Dante encounters Capaneo, a mythical character who was one of the seven kings who besieged Thebes and who defied Jupiter with his insults. Hence, he was struck down by a lightning bolt. Dante also meets Brunetto Latini, a historical character who was a teacher and friend of Dante, and who thanks him for his respect and admiration. Dante also meets a group of usurers who wear bags around their necks with their family's coats of arms, symbolizing their greed and exploitation of others. According to the Bible, violence is a sin that offends God and corrupts creation, which was made good and peaceful. In the book of Genesis, it is said that God decided to send the universal flood to destroy humanity, which had become violent and evil. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So the Lord regretted that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the earth, from the earth to the men I have created, from man to beast, and unto the reptile and the birds of the sky, for I regret having made them. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 7. According to some historical books, such as History of the Crusades by William of Tyre, violence was the cause of the struggle and clash between different religions and cultures, which fought over the control of the Holy Land and other territories, and which caused countless deaths and sufferings. The king of this circle is the Minotaur, the half-man, half-bull monster, who was created by Queen Pasiphae and the Bull of Crete, representing the brutality and bestiality of the violent. The eighth circle of hell is for those guilty of fraud, where those who deceived, lied, or betrayed others, taking advantage of their trust or weakness, are punished. This circle is divided into 10 ditches of Malebolge, each with a different type of fraud. In the first one are the pimps and seducers, who are whipped by demons with whips, symbolizing the violence and oppression they exerted on others. In this, Dante encounters Benedico Caccianimico, a historical figure who sold his sister to a nobleman from Bologna, and Jason, the mythological hero who seduced and abandoned Medea and Hippolyta. In the second one are the flatterers, who are immersed in human excrement, symbolizing the filth and falseness of their words. In this, Dante encounters Alessio Intermine, a historical figure who was a courtier and a flatterer of the grandees of Lucca and Thais, a courtesan from ancient Greece, who was praised for her beauty and lust. In the third one are the simoniacs, those who sold or bought ecclesiastical offices or benefits, corrupting the church. These souls are stuffed into holes shaped like baptismals, with their legs up and their feet wrapped in flame. They symbolize inversion and mockery of their sacred profession. In this, Dante encounters Pope Nicholas III, who mistakes Dante for Boniface VIII, another simoniac pope who will succeed him in his position and punishment. Dante also refers to Pope Clement V, who will be the third to hold that position. In the fourth are the diviners, magicians, and sorcerers, those who pretended to know the future or alter the natural order of things, defying God's will. These souls have their heads turned backward and walk crying, symbolizing the deformity and pain of their sin. In this, Dante encounters various historical and mythological figures, such as Amphiaraus, Tiresias, Aruns, Manto, Eurypylus, Michael Scott, Guido Bonatti, and Asdente. In the fifth are the corrupt, the grafters, and the bribers, those who use their power or influence to gain illicit benefits, harming justice and the common good. These souls are submerged in a lake of boiling pitch and are attacked by winged demons, symbolizing the rot and cruelty of their sin. In this pit, Dante encounters various historical figures, like Ciampolo of Navarre, who tells him how the corrupt deceive each other, and with Fra Gomita and Michel Zanche, who were unfaithful and traitorous stewards. In the sixth are hypocrites, those who pretended to be what they were not, or who acted against their principles or faith. These souls wear lead monk's habits, symbolizing the weight and appearance of their sin. In this, Dante encounters two biblical characters, Caiaphas and Annas, who were the high priests who condemned Jesus, and they are crucified on the ground, being trampled by the other hypocrites. Dante also meets Catalano and Lodaringo, who were friars and knights who did not fulfill their vows or their mission. In the seventh, the thieves are found, who are those who stole or usurped the goods or rights of others. These souls are surrounded by snakes who bite them, burn them, or transform them, symbolizing the cunning and mutability of their sin. In this, Dante encounters various historical characters, such as Vanni Fucci, who predicts the defeat of his political party, and the Five of the Five, who tells him how he lost his human form. Dante also meets Agnello Brunelleschi, Busso degli Abati, and Puccio Sciancato, who are Florentine thieves who merge with snakes. In the eighth, the fraudulent counselors are found, who are those who use their intelligence and eloquence to deceive or to incite evil. These souls are enveloped in flames, symbolizing the concealment and ardor of their sin. In this, Dante encounters some historical and mythological characters, such as Ulysses, who tells him how he deceived the Trojans with the wooden horse, and how he died on his last journey, and with Guido de Montefeltro, who tells him how he advised Pope Boniface VIII to betray the Guelphs. Dante also refers to Diomedes, Ulysses' companion, and other fraudulent counselors, such as Catiline, Saladin, and Sinon. In the ninth, the sowers of discord are found, who are those who provoke division and conflict between people, families, parties, or religions. These souls are cut or mutilated by a demon with a sword, symbolizing the rupture and pain of their sin. In this, Dante encounters some historical and biblical characters, such as Muhammad, who shows him his open body and tells him that he is the founder of a schismatic sect, and Bertrand de Born, who shows him his severed head and tells him that he was the cause of the war between King Henry II of England and his son. Dante also finds himself with Curio, who shows him his cut tongue and tells him that he was the one who incited Julius Caesar to cross the Rubicon, and with Mosca of the Lamberti, who shows him his cut hands and tells him that he started the war between the Guelphs and the Ghibellines in Florence. In the tenth, the falsifiers are found, those who imitated or altered things, words, or people, deceiving others or damaging their reputation. These souls suffer from various diseases, such as leprosy, dropsy, rabies, or fever, symbolizing the corruption and infection of their sin. In this, Dante encounters four types of falsifiers: the alchemists, who falsified things, the impostors, who falsified people, the false witnesses, who falsified words, and the counterfeiters, who falsified money. Among them, Dante recognizes several historical figures, such as Grifolino d'Arezzo, who pretended to be able to fly, Gianni Schicchi, who impersonated a deceased person to make a will, Potiphar, who falsely accused Joseph of seducing his wife, and Master Adam, who minted false coins. The ninth and last circle of hell is that of traitors, where those who betrayed their relatives, friends, benefactors, or lords are punished, breaking the most sacred and natural bonds. This circle is made up of a lake of ice, symbolizing the coldness and hardness of their hearts. This circle is divided into four zones, each with a different type of betrayal. In the first zone, called Caena, we find the traitors to their relatives, who are submerged in the ice up to their necks and can move their heads. Dante encounters Mordred, the son and nephew of King Arthur, who betrayed and murdered him, and with Alexander, brother of Dionysius of Syracuse, who murdered him to usurp his throne. In the second zone, called Antenora, traitors to their country or party are found, who they are submerged in ice up to their necks, but they cannot move their heads. Dante encounters Brutus and Cassius, the assassins of Julius Caesar, and Ugolino della Gherardesca, who betrayed the Guelphs of Pisa, and tells Dante how he died of starvation along with his sons in a tower, where they were locked up by Archbishop Ruggieri, who is also there. In the third area, called Tolomea, are the traitors to their guests or hosts who are submerged in the ice up to their mouths, crying tears that freeze in their eyes, preventing them from seeing. Dante meets Frate Alberigo, who invited his brother and nephew to dinner and ordered their murder, and with Brancadoria, who did the same with his father-in-law and brother-in-law. These two characters have the peculiarity that their souls are in hell, while their bodies still live on earth, possessed by demons. In the fourth and final area, called Giudecca, are the traitors to their lords or benefactors, who are completely submerged in ice and cannot move or speak. Dante encounters Lucifer, the fallen angel and king of hell, who has three faces, each of a different color, representing the degeneration of the three theological virtues: faith, hope, and charity. In each of his mouths, Lucifer chews one of the three worst traitors in history: Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, and Brutus and Cassius, who betrayed Julius Caesar. These are the only ones who suffer active punishment from Lucifer, while the others only suffer passive punishment from the cold of the ice. In conclusion, the journey through the nine circles of hell has led us to a realm of darkness and despair, where sins and punishments manifest in horrifying and demonic forms. From Limbo to the Last Circle, we have witnessed the eternal suffering of the condemned souls and of the demons that perpetuate their torment. This journey has taught us the devastating consequences of our deepest sins and has reminded us of the importance of living a virtuous and just life. Through vivid and terrifying images of the circles of hell, we've seen the true nature of evil and damnation. However, we've also been reminded of redemption and hope, even in the darkest places. As we explored the circles of hell, we've seen examples of remorse and redemption, reminding us that there is always an opportunity to change and mend our ways, even in the depths of the abyss. In the end, the journey through the nine circles of hell leaves us with a profound reflection on the nature of good and evil, free will and responsibility, and the search for redemption and salvation. It reminds us that our actions have consequences and that we should be aware of our decisions and behaviors in this earthly life. May this journey inspire us to live with integrity, compassion, and kindness, and to avoid falling into the traps of sin and temptation. May we always remember that even in the darkest moments, the light of hope and redemption continues to shine. Until next time.